been a while. Between Yom Tov last week, we did something else from Rav Kook, and then I wasn't here the Monday before. It's been a while. So we started Ois Dalet. Let's go back to the beginning. Let's learn it again. Let's try to move Ois Dalet. We're around halfway through. Ois Dalet in the first parak. Yesh Lecha Kanfei Ruach. A healthy person who is following the most basic instincts of what it means to be a Jew. The way that Hashem Yisbarach made us. If we wouldn't become confused along the way. A person should believe, Rav Kook writes, a person should believe this, Ma'aseh Torah. Adam Yosher Tzarich La'Hamin B'Chayev, must believe in his life. And we're talking what that means, believing in one's life. Doesn't mean to believe that you're alive, that you don't need emunah for. The person sees that he's alive. But La'Hamin B'Chayev, claimer of Kook says, what that means is, Shiyamin b'chayi atzmoi v'agishoysa v'holchos b'derach yisharim yisayit na'avsho, that a person should have confidence in, to trust in, to believe in. See, here it's more believing, not believing that something exists, but believing in. Believing in the holiness, the yashrus, the authenticity of his emotions, that who he is, his personality, that it comes miyasayit nafsho, that it comes from the essence of who he is. All that comes from who he is, shem tovim v'yashar, is good, and is yashar. V'shem marlichim v'derech yashar. And they are those natural hergeshim that flow from the essence of who he is, amarilichim derech yishar, that they will naturally carry him in a straight path. That doesn't mean it's going to be the same path as the next guy. Of course, we're not talking about anything about going away from chalila, anything in halacha. We're talking about shem mitzvahs, halacha. But that mahalach that allows him to express who he is, in his Avaida, like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, in terms of what he learns in Torah, Kol Mokim, Lo'ilum Yilmod Adam Mokim Sheliba Chafetz, B'Mokim Sheliba Chafetz, and somebody will come and say to him, but I don't learn this way, I don't hold this way, and so on, as long as it's not against Halachan, as long as one has discussed this with a person. When I say an Adam Gadol, I don't mean somebody who knows how to learn, an Adam Gadol, a broad, great, big person who understands that Klal Yisrael consists of many different types of Jews, and v'chol halavav is dorashim es Hashem, and all hearts of Jews are seeking God. The person has to trust and to believe that his natural instincts are good and are right, and that they're taking him along the right path. Now, naturally, one has to always be somewhat suspicious. And hatarat shvichat shetia ner l'raglo. He must always examine everything that he does, all of his thoughts, his opinions, his emotions, his actions, by the candle of halacha, by the candle of Torah. Shal yada yira esamokam shesham hatos alula. And with that candle of Torah, he needs to examine to see if there are any mistakes that have set in. Because as much as a person has to trust his natural instincts, he also has to be careful, because there are many, many negiyas that would lead a person astray. And Hitler, Yimach Shemo, would say that he trusted his instincts. And his instincts told him that he's doing the biggest favor for the world by removing the Jews from the world. So therefore, a person, let's say, A woman tells you that she has the strongest natural instinct to wear tefillin. She feels this mama is burning inside of her that she has to have tefillin. Or that a woman feels that it's her natural instinct is to finish Bavli and Yerushalmi. That's not the name of a recipe, meaning Bavli and Yerushalmi. That's her most natural drive. And she says, it's very unnatural for me to say some Tehillim and to learn Tanakh. The most natural thing in the world for me is to learn Gemara. So Hashem as well gave us the Torah. Pshat, Remez, Jewish, and Sod. He gave us the Torah, and the Torah is a candle. The Torah is light. In their mitzvah, the Torah earth. And a person has to always examine his emotions, his needs, his thoughts and feelings by the candle that we've received from earlier generations. And were a person to completely trust his emotions or his opinions, then whatever negias he has or whatever he is invested in emotionally could pull him, obviously, far, far away from the etzema of who he really is, Bamis, his neshama. To be terribly off track. Therefore, the Torah is the light with which we examine everything that we think and everything that we do and everything that we feel. Because there are many mistakes that could set in over time. That's an example of one. A woman who feels that she must put on tefillin, that she must learn Gemara. And that's who she is. And she says, but Rav Kook says, Adam Yosef Tzarech Lahamed B'chayev. So I believe it, I believe. But she has to read the next paragraph. Which most of these chevah, they leave a lot of things out. That when you examine your life, your longings, your opinions and beliefs, when you examine them with the light of the Torah of Halacha, of the earlier tzaddikim, there you will find the mistakes. Hopefully you will find the mistakes that are very common. Shalafamim teisa hanefesh besohu lo derech, because sometimes the nefesh wanders off into a place of tohu, lo derech, and it's not the derech. It's a place of tohu, like these women. It's a place of tohu, lo derech. There's no derech like that. And if there were individual women who were Isaac and such things, it's not a derech for Jewish women. There was such a thing as individual women for whatever that cheshbon was. It's not important for now, but it's so lo derech. Of course, each woman thinks I'm one of those. So she thinks that she's Rashi's daughter. Or that she's Rabbi Zalman Meltzer's Rebbetzin or something. She heard some story. Teisa ha-nefesh b'soho lo derech. The soul can wander off, the nefesh, not the etzim ha-neshama, but the soul can wander off in many directions. It's lo derech, which is not a derech. In other words, there is a need that one be suspicious and examine everything in the light of Torah, but in a healthy, God-fearing Jew, the general state that he lives in a way that's with kriyas, should be with confidence and bitachon in his path, in his own soul, and that he's following the demands of his own neshama, of who he is. And Rav Kook is going to talk, we'll see much more about this, that he shouldn't be dissuaded by others who have their own derech, and they will tell you that your derech is not a legitimate derech. That's not anything that you have to check with a friend or another person. You have to check that with the Torah itself, with halach in an honest way, and with people who are great in Torah, who are great tzaddikim. Ha'isha Yisraeli, a Jew is mukhliyev laham and must believe, sh'neshama l'kis shuyi b'kirbay, every minute of our lives we have to remember and we have to believe that inside of us there's a neshama elokis. There's a neshama elokis that shuyi b'kirbay. This is something that the Yevanim couldn't bear. The Inyan of Chanukah is the nitzachon of the neshama of Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, that's the Hanukkah candle, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, over the cold intellect. over understanding and thinking without a neshama. Ha'isha Yisrael mechuyev lahamin sheneshama lukis shruya bekirbo. A Jew has to believe, must believe, that he has a neshama lukis within him. And therefore the source of his amunah is not outside. It's not in a book. It's not reading or thinking about something. Ha'neshama lukis shruya bekirbo. And that's the sherish of his amunah. The makar of his amunah is that neshama that's within him. And we believe, and we were taught, that every single Jew corresponds to a letter from the Torah. That's a teaching that's found in the Kadmonim in many, many places. We look at the bottom where it says, Aisha Yisraeli in the note, Mukhiyav Lahamin, Adam Yisrael Mukhiyav Lahamin Sheyesh Bo Neshama Lukis. A Jew is chayav to believe that he has a neshama lukis. She ois miyuchedes betar, which is an os miyuchedes betar, which is its own letter in the Torah. The Kabbalah, that there are 600,000 letters that in the Torah. No, that's not exact cheshbon, but there are 600,000 neshamas. 600,000 letters means that every neshama has its letter. And you know that if you write the wrong letter, instead of this letter, you write that letter, the Sefer Torah is possible. So you could be imitating another Jew, and you could be trying to live his Yiddishkeit, and it doesn't work for you, because that's his Yiddishkeit, that's his letter. And you're writing his letter in your Sefer Torah. And you're posseling yourself up. You're posseling yourself up. That's not who you are. Shekein kishem sheyeshnan shishim riba neshomas b'am Yisrael, the same way that there are 600,000 base neshomas, all of us, come from those 600,000 neshamas. Kach yeshishim riba oisli satar, the megalamukas, v'chol ois b'tara, he olam molai. And every letter in the Torah, every letter in the Torah is an olam molai, is mamish, a universe, a world. And somebody who has a different ois is coming from a different world. You have to love him, you have to respect him, you have to admire him, but you should not imitate him. You should not imitate him. Because that's him and this is you. And you have to be very, very careful. A letter from the Torah is a complete world. That increases and grows. La'ein shia. Ki afilu lehispashtus haruchanis shel garger chol echot. Because even when it comes to one granule of sand, every grain of sand, we now know this because these things are studied and we could see under very powerful microscopes that when you look at a granule of sand, it's an olam olam, mamish. It's just in gashmius. It's not the way that it looks. When you look at something just like this, you don't see what it is. When you look at it under a microscope, and then you have a very, very strong chosh of a microscope, you see it's an olam olam. And now we're able to know that things are built from cells. And a cell, I don't remember anymore from biology, all the different parts of the cell, but every single cell is an olam olam. Mamish, an olam olam. And now that we know about DNA and RNA, it's an olam olam. Every single atom is an olam olam. Every speck of existence is an olam olam. Not only in Gashmius, but of course in Ruchnis as well. The spashta ruchanis shall gager chol echad. Gam kein ein mide v'ketzev. There's no end. What is it? What's the Ruchnis? Because according to the Torah, according to Pnimis, the Torah, according to Kabbalah, a granule of sand is not just something that doesn't have a ruch, it has Ruchnis also. What is the nature of the Ruchnis of that granule of sand? What is the chias of that sand, of that tiny little thing, of that cell? We don't understand that. But we know that it exists. Physically and spiritually, every single granule of sand, every atom, every molecule, is an olam olam. And the lifetime of a person wouldn't be enough time to be able to study and to understand and to explain all of the laws, the spiritual and physical laws that Hashem has woven into creation, that all come from Chochmas Hashem, and that are woven together and bound together with Deya and Gvura Shebekirba within the person, what the human body is. I remember when we were kids, back in the 60s, there was a movie called, I still remember the name, it's called Fantastic Voyage. It's an old movie, and it's about somebody that was some great person, I think, I don't remember the pratim, but there was somebody that was very sick, and I don't remember, there was something they had to find inside of his body, and they were able to, science fiction, they were able to shrink people into tiny microscopic beings and to inject these people into the body of this person to go and to find whatever they had to find. I don't know, to cure or to find something. I don't know. So, but the movie was a fantastic voyage. It was a great idea. So the people were like walking around inside the body. So they were walking to the body, and everything that they saw was like they saw binyonim of the kidney and the heart, and then like they had to duck from all these things that are flying all over the place. It's an olam mala, mamish, an olam mala inside each and every one of us. There's an olam mala. The kal v'chomer, and if that's when it comes to. When it comes to what's inside a granule of sand, kavachaymer ha'am, and how much and each person, then Rav Kook says kavachaymer ha'am, the nation. Sarach bechlolo lahamin bemuna behira v'nilheves ma'id b'chayiv. This is true with each individual person. And how much more so, Rav Kook says, is true of Am Yisrael. That Am Yisrael has to believe in itself, in its own unique koiches, its own unique spirit, its own unique goyrel, its destiny in this world. All of the mistakes that Am Yisrael makes is because we don't trust in ourselves as Am Yisrael. And we listen to what others are saying. Kavachaymer tzarech ha'am tzarech lechlalo lahamin be'amuna behiru v'nelheves, in a clear amuna, v'nelheves, a fiery amuna, ma'oid b'chayiv, in its life, in the life of Am Yisrael. B'niti oisav, that Am Yisrael, that the Jewish people have certain inclinations, certain unique ways of doing things, certain inclinations. Even the physical movements of a Jew are different. The way that we express ourselves physically, it's different. There's different netiyas, the teva, the guf, everything is different. Somebody just told me from the shul, no, it wasn't shul, it was in the house. So my son or son-in-law, somebody told me that there was a joke that there was a tourist that was in Eretz Yisrael, and he was lost, and he asked an Israeli guy for directions. So the Israeli guy was holding a huge watermelon. So the tourist asked him, "Can you tell me to get to Rehov and Al Jabotinsky or something?" So the Israeli's holding a watermelon, so he says, can you hold the watermelon for a second? Only Jew. Other people just talk, right? You just have to explain. No, he says, Could you hold the watermelon? So the guy says, okay. And the tourist is holding his big watermelon. And the Israeli just goes, I don't know. I don't know. But he had to do that. He had to do it with both hands. He had to, I don't know. There are certain things that, there are certain ways, and again, amongst ourselves, different communities, there are variations of it. And this is just a silly example. Allah has come with a kama elof alfei havdolos. When it comes to the way that we think, the way that we feel, And the moment we began to imitate, to copy, we're now holding by the month of Teves, and you know, Ches, Tes, Yud, Asar B'Teves, these days is a time that's very, very difficult time for Am Yisrael in the past. But the Torah was translated into Yevanis. That sorrow of the Torah being translated into Yevanis. That it brought darkness into the world. What's so bad that the Torah is translated into Yevanis? Is Yafta L'Kil Miyafis? So what's so bad that the Torah is translated into Yevanis? Bechal, this whole period of time that the walls of Yerushalayim was besieged. Yerushalayim was surrounded. All of this time of the year, Nach Chanukah, time after Chanukah, which is a Hemshech of Chanukah, is a question of whether or not Am Yisrael believes in herself. Believes in herself. That's why the Goyisha holidays at this time of the year, the whole union of Yevanim Nikbud Shulai Uparitzu Chaimis Magdalai, the siege of Yerushalayim, that a Jew feels that there's something outside of Yerushalayim that I need. What was the siege of Yerushalayim? That nothing can come in to Yerushalayim. The beginning of the Peronius is Asar B'Teves. Because the beginning of the Peronius is when a Jew feels that he has to look outside of Am Yisrael for his Yeshua. Where Yerushalayim doesn't have all that she needs. Where the Torah has to be translated into another language, where we have to copy and to imitate, to impersonate, to appeal to the world, to reach out to the world. Asar B'Teves, the Yahrzeit of Tshi B'Teves, the 9th, the 10th, but the 9th, the Indian, so I'm not going to Arichas now, maybe next week we'll talk more about it, but the Indian of Ezra Sofer and the Histalkus, the yard site of Ezra Sofer. It was the Indian of Binyan Yerushalayim. It's not the trust, it means losing the confidence and trust that we have in ourselves. And believing that our Yeshua is to be found somehow outside the wall of Yerushalayim. So it was the beginning of the Peronius, and then eventually the wall, then of course, Shavuos HaBetamos, not the same time, but Shavuos HaBetamos, the wall is broken, and then Tisha B'Av, the whole thing falls down. Because there's a wall that stands between Am Yisrael and the rest of the world. And we have to live within that wall. And not only does the individual person have to believe in himself, but Rav Kook is saying that Ha'am Tzorach Bechlo L'Hamin Be'emunah Behir V'Nel Heves Moed B'Chayev, that Am Yisrael has to believe in herself. That's what the Chashmonaim were fighting about. That's what they were fighting for. All V'Timu Kol Hashmanim Yivanu Nikbetzu Alai V'Timu Kol Hashmanim is that the Tumah was the Tumah that we were looking outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. We're looking outside of Am Yisrael. We're looking to be somebody else, not who we are. The Timu Kol Hashman. Shemen, the nature of Shemen is that it doesn't mix with anything else. It stays to itself. Hashem Yisbrach praises us in Navi in a number of places. That we're like Shemen Zayas. And Shemen stays to itself. Am levadad yishkain, hein am levadad yishkain, v'agarim lo yishkash. The Nin of Chanukah was the translation of the Torah into Greek meant that, on the one hand, there was something good about it, because the Torah needs to be understood by the entire world. But if we're not confident in ourselves, and we don't know who we are, then we can't communicate that to anybody else. It's always like that. So the translation of the Torah into Greek was a terrible tragedy. It's a perversion, a distortion of the pureness of Torah. And therefore there are mistakes, of course. There are distortions in the Targum, the Shivim, in the Septuagint, in the translation. It's never what it's supposed to be. There's no translation in the world that's exactly the way it's supposed to be. Can't be. Especially with Lashon HaKodesh, can't be the way, 100%, the translation. So the second that you or I lose belief in ourselves, and we try to translate ourselves into something else, other than we are, in order that somebody else should be able to understand, at that moment we lose who we are. And that's the difficulty that people have in marriage, in the Avodas Hashem, because we always find ourselves trying to translate, to make ourselves understood to somebody else. And the moment you do that, you're already watering yourself down. You're already filtering. You're already changing yourself, which we have to do. You can't live in a cave. But the translation of the Torah into Greek was a terrible, terrible tragedy. It would lead to the collapse of the wall of Yerushalayim. All we ask is Tivne Chaimis Yerushalayim. Ki b'chol avad batachnu. It's that inyan of a Jew, of Am Yisrael, to live in Yerushalayim levad, levad, with HaKadosh Baruch, and not to care what the world thinks or what the world says. The avelus of this time of the year is when the Jews are worried what the world thinks, what the world thinks and what the world does. How the Yevanim dress, how the Yevanim speak. And it's Hashgacha Pratis that it came this time, which is the time when the world is caught up in the inyan of the Nazri of the Goyish holidays of Christmas and New Year's and so on. And that which pulls a Jew that he should be mishtatif in some way by the Yom Edom, by the Avodah Zarah, and to be pulled in, that even people are from that they go New Year's, they make New Year's, and New Year's was the day of the bris of Isaiah Leminyanim, that according to them, that's the time that he had a bris milah. The average guy doesn't know that. They make their New Year's party, they don't know what the party is about. Isaiah and the bris, and even from people are being pulled often by that wave of Isa Ha'ish in very, very discreet and subtle ways. The koach of this time of the year is very strong to be unfaithful to ourselves, not to have a moon in ourselves, not to have a moon in ourselves. And the nation has to believe in herself, not just individuals. Am Yisrael has to believe in herself. That's what he's saying. V'kav v'chaim ha'om tzorach b'chlolo la'hamin b'muna b'hir v'nilheves ma'oid b'chayiv. V'nitiyosef. Not only to believe in our existence and our unique position in this world and our responsibility as Am Yisrael. V'nitiyosef and all of our nitiyas. V'lelechas b'hem b'vitcha. And we have to go and move and to live with confidence, with security and confidence in our own way. Oz Yeda, and then the nation will know, Eich Mishtamshim La'ira Shel Teres Chaim. Then we will know how to learn, how to live, Eich Mishtamshim, how to use the light of Teres Chaim. Because Rav Kook is not suggesting that we separate ourselves from the world. That's not how he was. But what he's saying is that only when you know who you really are you able then to benefit by the world. Or else, what happens to you is that you just melt into the world. You lose yourself. But when you have confidence in who you are, so then you're able to look at the world and to say, you know, that's something that I could use. I could use that. I could use that poem. Let's say we'll go that far. I could use that poem by Wordsworth. I could use that concept from Aristotle. I could use the interest and excitement about sports when it comes to exercising, working out. There are many things in the world that we can use. And Hashem Zbach wants us, but he wants us to use those things only to be mishtamshim la'oirish or teres chayim. Only to use those things with the light and by the light of the living Torah. Not to lose who we are, by finding those things, by going out looking for those things, to lose who we are. So first you have to have confidence in who you are. First you have to know who you are in order to be able to benefit from what's outside of you. But if you begin to stray off outside of yourself and you begin to pick flowers everywhere else, so then you're going to lose yourself in the process. That's just what happens. It's a normal thing that happens to you. You mamish lose yourself in the process. That's not the Ras Nasha. Everything has to be in such a way where it's Mishtamshim La'oira Shal Teres Chai. La'oira Shal Teres Chai. In the light of Teres Chai. We'll stop here. We'll do Sifei next week. You want to dive in now? Do we have a minion? I don't know if everybody can stay. Because we just... Huh? I don't know. Cam. No?
9. Oh, are you in?
Fine, right.
Go to 10.
We're done.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you coming back? Okay.